Welcome back to Movement, our running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Rajat Chauhan. So we are on to our seventh episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan. So how are you and how is the running going?
Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, Milan. Running's going great. Our run in Leh is less than a week away now. So right. All excited about it now.
That's great. So again, we're going to start with the questions of the week then. The very first question is from Sonia Mudgal from Delhi, who says, I'm really comfortable going for a long walk-jog combination. But the moment I try to increase speed, I go extremely breathless. What is the proper way to work on speed?
First, we need to work with breathing, you know, so it's the thing that we've taken for granted. And I talk about breathing anyways later in this episode, so I'll save that for later. But the point really is, don't take breathing for granted, work on it. And it can work on while you're just sitting at work, while you're maybe yelling at your daughter kind of a thing or whatever, watching television, focus on breathing. While driving, focus on breathing. That'll add up to whatever running you'll do. So what you have to do then is, you have to keep working on first, not necessarily trying to run, but even those brisk walk breaks that you're talking about in each episode, start doing more of those rather than just trying to run nonstop. And don't focus on the speed. Mm-hmm. Can first, just the general run actually just start. So again, just keep working with that and suddenly you'll see it's going to change. Again, one of the things that we've emphasized in our podcast is about strength training. Please do strength training if you want to become a better runner, okay? So both the taking care of breathing, actually three things. Brisk walks, more of them, and then strength training. They all will actually add to make Sonia run nonstop a little bit more.
I remember in one of the podcasts, you said make strength training your mother-in-law.
Precisely. So. Very, very crucial. You have to impress the mother-in-law for good efficiency, not getting hurt. So yes, do strength training if you want to run.
Hope that answers your question, Sonia. The next question is from Sunil Kaval, who's recently moved to Greater Noida from Delhi. And he is talking about motivation. So we have a couple of questions around motivation where people are saying that they remain in the on-off mode. Probably what they mean is they don't run for that long. They run and then they sort of give up. Manish Tiwari, another runner from Baroda, has a similar query. He says, how to stay motivated every day irrespective of weather and emotions. Another runner has a similar question. This is Arminder Thind, who previously ran with Let's Run Gurgaon and has now moved to Bangalore, who says, how does he find motivation to get out of bed in the morning? So basically all these queries are around motivation.
So there's going to be no one fit for all kind of a thing, you know. We'll have to just, it's a trial and error. Some things might work, some things might not work. Someone could have been, you know, running very well while he was in Bangalore and, you know, moves to Delhi and, you know, isn't running as much. It actually doesn't have too much to do with the city or the weather, actually. Those are excuses, in my opinion, because, you know, I was in Bangalore for a good 3 years. Amazing weather, 11 months of the year. Probably Delhi has that kind of weather maybe for 3 months, but I think it's an excuse. I think the group that you make, that peer pressure in a good way is very important. When that phone call comes in the morning saying, hey, listen, are you ready? You know, can we go? And it could be a guy or a girl. I think that's very, very crucial. That makes all the difference. If you're going to run on your own, and, you know, I feel it personally myself, if I don't have to answer to anyone, it's a little bit more difficult. But if there's anyone out there kind of, you know, waiting for you at 5:30 in the morning, there's a very good chance you'll get up.
Yeah, that's a motivation.
So it could be this. The other one could be, you know, as much as I say that, you know, don't worry about numbers and it's okay. But if you have events which are happening left, right and center, if you have an event in mind, it becomes a little easier because you're training towards it. So that could be one way. It could be at an event, maybe that, you know, I've said that earlier, but there's that girl that you like or, you know, the guy that you like and, you know, to impress her or him, you're going to be out there. Whatever your reason, how silly it could be, it doesn't matter. But if it's working in a positive way, why not? You have to find your reason to be out there. It could be that the quality time spent with your wife or your partner or your husband is that half an hour that you both go for a walk together. Honestly, how much do you talk when you're, you know, throughout the day? You don't really, I mean. But then you're just by yourselves. You don't have to take care of anything. There's no television where one of the CM or PM yelling at each other. So it's about just you and your time. So just find your reason. I think, you know, and there's no one size for all, really.
Right. So it's whatever works for each one.
And initially, it's... you have to force yourself. So, you know, there's no shying away from the fact that, no, it's going to be not easy and comfortable for the first month or so. But once you see the benefits, how addictive you become to it, you know, it'll just fall into place. So first, just put your head down and get on with it.
Great. So hoping that all of you find some motivation. The next question is from Christine Pemberton from Delhi, who is asking, at what age one should give up exercises?
Okay, now, Christine's friend, you know, and she had actually come to me, so I'll just tell a little bit more. She had come to me when she had actually had knee pains, and she was a very active hiker and all that stuff. And I was the one at fault there, because normally I'm the one who's telling everyone to move, and I told her, maybe you can walk, maybe you can hike, but you can't, with these knees, do marathons and half marathons.
I see.
Now, this lady who's probably 63 now, and she's done marathons, which are 42 kilometers, and she's only been running for 2 years.
Wow.
Okay, so she's actually a very interesting one to ask this question. So, no, there is no limit to how long can you exercise. Actually, the older you're getting, it is more important that you start exercising if you haven't done before.
Right.
Okay, so there is no age limit to it. And a lot of my colleagues, doctor friends, are telling that don't at a certain age. No, you have to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've been saying throughout, strength training is the number one thing.
Right.
And that'll take care of you running properly without getting hurt too. So do your strength training, do your running, whatever it is. If the question was for health, how much to run, I would say 30 to 45 minutes are ample to run for health.
Mm-hmm.
So just stick with that much and you're doing great. You don't have to do half marathons and full marathons. Great that Christine does, but you know, then that's more passion rather than health part that you're looking at.
Right. So basically any age is good for exercise.
Yeah, I mean, older you are, more of a reason you should.
Right. So let's move on to the drill of the week.
All right, so practice the older drills and the new ones too. And in this one, what I want people to be doing is a very simple one. Lock the knees. So basically, you're not supposed to be bending the knees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And go tall on your toes. So you're raising your heels off as if you're a puppet and you're being pulled up. And now start walking. So bend your knees and start walking. Keep a tall puppet posture, as I said earlier, where you are being pulled up by the string.
Mm-hmm.
Now take 20 to 30 steps, long steps if you can, but with straight knees. It's very important, that straight knee part, because now you're working with the calf more than the, you know, the hips and all that. And do this 5 to 6 times a day. It can happen easily, you know, while you're at work or something. So just do this one. It's a very good one. It'll go very well with the drill that we had given last week and the weeks before, you know, the heel drops and the heel raises. So this is the drill of the week.
So basically not to bend the knees.
Yeah.
So what's the exercise for this week?
Okay, so one is please go through all the previous exercises that we've been saying throughout. But getting on from what I was telling Sonia, that breathing is very important. So we have just taken breathing for granted.
Mm.
We don't understand from the point we are born until we kind of, you know, graduate to the next level and die. It's one thing that we do is breathe.
Right.
But do we often think about it? And we don't. So a very simple thing, our lungs are encased in ribs. And, you know, most of us are not using our ribs enough.
Mm-hmm.
And people, you know, in yoga, we talk about abdominal breathing and all that. But are we even breathing, you know, through our abdomen the rest of the day? We're not. We're not using chest or abdomen. So I like to talk about expand your ribs a lot more and have your hands just across your chest. And with each breath, think of your chest expanding in and out, in and out. So take a long breath in, hold it for a second or two, and then breathe out. Now, how do you know you're breathing in or out? Is, you know, besides your effort, your chest expands and your hands move up.
So you should feel the movement.
Yeah, your ribs are like a bucket handle, which are attached in the front with the breastbone and the back, the spine. So it should raise up each time you take a breath in, okay? And you do that for a minute or two, every 30 minutes to start with, and keep a reminder or alarm on the phone. And only for a minute is all I want. So effectively, when you're doing it again and again throughout the day, it's becoming a habit. And this exercise is going to become the best exercise you could have done for your running.
Great. What about the running plan for this week?
All right, so what you're doing compared to last week is a very slight change. We're going to do a 1 minute easy walk we start with. While you're doing this easy walk, do the breathing that I've just said. Take a long breath in, hold it for a second or two, and then over 3 to 4 seconds, breathe out. So long breath in, hold it for a second or two, and then breathe out slowly. And you're doing that throughout that 1 minute of easy walk. When you start brisk walking, by that time, it'll come naturally to you, that long breath in and long breath out kind of a thing. Okay? And then when that 4 minute jog happens, still keep on with your breathing the way I'm saying. You carry on doing this repeatedly. So 1 minute easy walk, 1 minute brisk walk, 4 minute jog, and go back to your walk again for a minute. A minute brisk walk and 4 minute jog, and do that 6 repetitions of this. Each time you do the walk, the only thing I want you to focus on is recovering by catching your breath and focusing purely on breathing. So that walk break is super important. The difference between last week and this week is the jog's become a little longer and the walk has become a little lesser.
Yes, that's great. So what's the story of the week? So from what I see, it's an interesting story, and again talks about, you know, motivation, where you've motivated somebody without even knowing about it. So let's hear from you what the story is.
Yeah, so it's almost like that Eklavya moment. But so this is Mukul Oberoi. You know, he's from Bombay. He's from the same school as me.
Right.
And so we are both from Weinberg Allen School in Mussoorie. In 2013 was the 125th anniversary for the school.
Right.
And since I'm a passionate runner, I was like, listen, the best gift I can give is, this is the school that gave me running. So, you know, I'll kind of do the same distance mm-hmm. as the anniversary. So I decided to do 125 kilometers. As a return gift, if it were, to the school. And I ran. I could not do it in one single day because I was kind of almost scared to run at night around Mussoorie area.
Right.
So did it in like 1.5 days. And this guy read it somewhere. And, you know, he was attending the university. I'd left sooner. I'd not met him. And he was like, if someone can do 125 kilometers, I can definitely do 5.
Wow.
Because he had done it in school and then he had not done it for a decade
later
or more.
On. Okay.
So he started with his 5, which soon enough became a 7 and a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And half marathons, the very first one that he did was only in 2015. So half marathon being 21 kilometers.
Right.
And he was loving it. And he was back in Mussoorie in 2016, like just, you know, a couple of months back. Where I'd actually put together a half marathon. So he ran his half marathon there in the mountains.
Oh, okay.
For the first time ever. That's Mukul.
Great. Yeah. In fact, Mukul writes, I never would have thought that one sport could change my entire outlook on life until I became a runner. And he's obviously, like you mentioned, he's just started running about 3 years back. And his love affair with running started when he saw one of his seniors, which is Dr. Chauhan from school, do a 125-kilometer run to kickstart the school's 125-year celebrations. And that's how it all started for him, 5 turning to 7, 7 to 10, and so on. And he also says that, you know, he has a formal running plan of doing 50 to 75 kilometers a week, and he tries to stay on his feet as much as he can throughout the day. Obviously, he's made some modifications in his, you know, routine so that he can do more running. And he says he uses the stairs instead of the elevators, walks as much as possible to the neighborhood market, home from work, to the moon and back. Obviously not the last one. And he's actually from Mumbai. And he's saying that in a place like Mumbai, where footpaths are non-existent and the traffic and pollution are, you know, deterrents, it's always easy to find excuses not to walk. But he has managed to walk back home from work a few times, which is approximately a 9-kilometer walk. That's quite inspiring now. And he's actually saying that he couldn't have done it alone. So he and his colleagues, who are also neighbors, have made walking back home a regular part of their routine. And he's going to be ready for the full marathon in 2017. And he says he's not sure if he's going to, you know, if he's going to be able to do it, but he's definitely enjoying the preparations.
I think the best part about his story is baby steps. You know, my biggest problem with most runners today is that instant gratification. They pick
right.
up running. They'll read a story like mine or Mukul now and think all what we've done over years can just happen in, you know, 10 days training and all
right.
that. And they get hurt, which is probably good for me because I have a clinic to run as well. So they see me for that. But no, in all seriousness, what he's done here is he's done baby steps. And he's talking about full marathon, not today, not tomorrow. He's talking about 2017.
Right.
And he's still not sure if he could. He'll be able to do it. He definitely will because he's trained really well throughout. And baby steps.
Right.
So I think what we should all do is slow down a bit when it comes to running. Don't worry about who does what. You know, it's important that you do more than what you did yesterday. And that's really my take-home message from his story. He also says that his cholesterol levels have now come under control and he has managed to lose 20 kgs.
Yeah, that's a real tangible benefit.
Yeah.
So what are the events you're going to talk about this week? Any new runs coming up?
So, yeah, besides our run in Leh Ladakh, which is happening in less than a week, the Laltra. So there are a couple of them that I really want to talk about today. One is Pinkathon, which will be happening on the 4th of September. Registrations will be open till 30th of August. I don't like that a little, but it's okay. Problem is when registrations are open till late, most people don't train enough for the event and just sign up because there's a buzz about an event.
Right. This is the Milan Soman run, isn't
That's
it?
That's right, so the Pinkathon.
There
thing.
Is a lot of buzz.
That's
about
right.
This one.
That's right. So there's a 3, 5 and a 10. And sometimes because of people challenge each other, friends and all that, and someone might enter the 10 without having trained for it. It was in 2007 during Bangalore 10K, 2007 or 8. Bangalore 10K, the first one that was happening. It was a 10K run. I was behind the scenes medical director for it. Someone collapsed at 7-kilometer point.
My God.
Collapsed as in without heart rate. Now, the point really was the guy had shown up in leather shoes, formal clothes like proper trousers and a shirt.
My God, did he come for a meeting or
Precisely
something?
Precisely that. Now, that's my thing for last-minute registrations.
Yeah.
So it's all great, you know, what is happening. But my thing is close your registrations sooner. So people, at least more people, have a chance to kind of keep preparing. And the ones who haven't, they just don't show up. Right. I mean, you'll still always get some who don't train irrespective. It just takes care of that. Anyway, so the thing is, there's a 3 kilometer, there's a 5 kilometer and a 10 kilometer. It'll be starting from Nehru Stadium. There'll be amazing amount of people doing, you know, like 9Ks and 10Ks and all that.
Women 9, particularly. 10th,
yeah. So very, very good. It's only for women though. So guys, sorry, but yeah, you can just go clap. Then there's Coimbatore Half Marathon. This is on 2nd October. Now here, the registration shut on 31st of August for the reason that I just explained.
Oh, I see.
So here the distances are 5, 10 and 21 and some 10 odd thousand people are expected there. I think even for Pinkathon, they're talking about 21K. Let's see. So Coimbatore is on 2nd October.
Okay, great. So Delhi Pinkathon happens on 4th September and Coimbatore on 2nd October.
That's right.
So wherever you are, be sure that you're part of that run.
Yes, definitely. Go run.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Ram.